From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council unanimously agreeing to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Today, for the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
The new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Sanctions are in response to the November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims the missile is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the United States. U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials of charges of corruption. First trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into world soccer's governing body, FIFA. Officials were arrested in 2015, accused of agreeing to take millions of dollars in bribes to bestow television and marketing rights to soccer matches. The defense argued the former soccer officials were framed. International Olympic Committee says it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life, stripped two more Olympic medals from Russians, one during the 2014 Sochi Winter Games. Investigators say the evidence indicates that Russia was involved in an elaborate scheme to manipulate drug test samples, and a plot included senior government officials. Russia has repeatedly denied all of that. IOC decision is part of an investigation into allegations of state-sponsored doping of Russian athletes. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has imposed a new round of sanctions against one of Russia's oldest organized criminal gangs, known as the Thieves-in-Law. U.S. Treasury Department said the Russian group engages in a variety of crimes, including money laundering, extortion, bribery, and robbery in Russia, Europe, and the United States. Meantime, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov clashed over Moscow's alleged meddling in Britain's Brexit referendum. During a joint press conference in Moscow, Lavrov denied Russia's involvement in the referendum. Then Johnson spoke.
Sergei, it's your reputation I'm worried about. I think it's very, very important that you should recognize that Russian attempts to interfere in our elections and our reference, whatever they may have been, have not been successful. So you can reassure yourself on that point.
Johnson did not provide any further details to support his allegations, but instead expressed his willingness to work with Russia to improve relations. He visited Moscow seeking to encourage cooperation on global security challenges, despite strained relations between Russia and the West. Australia is to end its airstrikes against so-called Islamic State group targets in Syria and Iraq. Phil Mercer in Sydney is following the story.
Australia has been carrying out aerial attacks on militant targets in Iraq and Syria as part of a US-led international coalition for more than 2 years. Canberra's decision to stop its involvement in airstrikes on so-called Islamic State insurgents was taken after consultation with Iraq and other allies. Independent monitoring groups believe that as many as 6,000 civilians have been killed in the US-led aerial bombing campaign in the conflict zone. But coalition commanders have estimated that 800 civilians have died as a result of 28,000 airstrikes. Earlier this month, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said that his troops were now in complete control of the Iraqi-Syrian border. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. lawmaker wants an investigation into the treatment of 92 Somalis who were allegedly chained to their seats in an airplane for nearly 2 days during a botched attempt to deport them back to their country. U.S. Immigration is dismissing the allegations of mistreatment as false. According to data from the Somali Embassy in Washington, more than 500 Somalis around the U.S. were deported between 2016 and 2017. Most were rejected from asylum applications. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.